Blog Talk Radio.
This is Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Make sure you check us out on blogtalkradio.com, Get Deep and Keep It Real. You can also find us on Facebook, Get Deep and Keep It Real, and of course on Twitter. If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to hit us up on our Facebook account and on our Twitter account. So any comments or questions or any special requests for guests or show topics, please always feel free to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. And if you would like to call into the show, please do. Our number is 347-215-9738. That's 347-215-9738. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Hi, this is Tiffany Camilla, and you're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real. Thank you for joining me this Wednesday afternoon. I hope you've had a great day. I apologize if I sound a little bit under the weather, but you know how the weather can be sometimes, little allergies going on. But, you know, this kid, I got to keep it moving. So we're not going to let any allergies get us down today. And I just want you to sit back and relax, you know, grab a cup of tea, that's what I'm sipping on right now, or a glass of wine, that'd be even better, or whatever, you know, your drink of choice, and just lay back in the cozy chair that you have, your little recliner, and sit back and relax and listen to my show. It's going to be an awesome show today. We're going to get real deep today, and, you know, you might need that drink because it's going to get real, real deep. I have an awesome show lined up, so just sit back and listen. We're going to be talking about international child abduction and kidnapping. And so I have an extraordinary person who's going to be sharing her story with us today. So thank you for joining me, and I hope you enjoy the show. And don't forget, if you want to call in and with your questions, the number is 347-215-9738. That's 347-215-9738. And if you have any problems calling in or hearing the show, please hit us up on Facebook, and that's Get Deep and Keep It Real on Facebook.com, or on Twitter, Get Deep and Keep It Real on Twitter, all one word on both. So without any further ado, let's get started with our show today. Good afternoon, Majan. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, Tiffany. And yourself?
Great. Thank you so much for joining our show today on Get Deep and Keep It Real.
It's an honor to be. It's an honor to appear on your show.
Well, I mean, there's really no way to really introduce the show, but to just really get into it. So you have a very interesting, to say the least, story, a very passionate story. Can you just kind of tell us, you know, a little bit about yourself, and then we'll just go ahead and get into your story.
Okay, sure. I am Mijan, and I have two beautiful children who are now 9 and 12 years old. I'm a professional singer. Grew up singing since I've been at the age of 6 years old, and grew up singing gospel and became very successful in doing my, which is called, the genre of music is called gospel house music. And one of my songs, which is a gospel song, went overseas and made it, and the rest is history.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so kind of give us a little background or on how your situation developed.
Oh, wow. Well, basically back in 2010, after my children had gotten out of school for the summer, I trusted my children's father to go with him on vacation. Which is out of the country, which is called South Wales. What was supposed to have been a vacation turned into like one of my worst nightmares. He did not return the children after he said that he was supposed to have them back home.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so I didn't, during the time, though, that my children were visiting him, I was overseas performing and singing and helping with another artist recording album.
Okay.
And I was touring myself. And also I had to be back in the U.S. So I can start my classes, go to school, because my plan, I was already registered at the American University in Italy, of Roma. That's
right.
What it's called, American University of Roma. And my children were going to be enrolled in a school near me so I can do a semester over there for business. And I was taking up Italian, too, as well. But when everything fell through, when my children did not come home,
how long was that process that you realized that they were not coming back? Or he didn't, was there like a specific time that he was supposed to return the children?
Yes, there was. There was. I had him sign 3 hours before they left to get on the plane. To sign an affidavit in which he did that that the kids were supposed to return back July.
Right.
It was July at that time, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, but when I realized what was going on, a lot of manipulation took place on them coming back. But he said he had to work and that he could not bring them back and that he was looking for someone to bring them back. However, I was willing to pay the difference of the airline ticket to come and bring him back myself. But he denied me doing that. Only he could authorize it because he's the one who booked the ticket for them.
Right. Wow.
So there wasn't much I could do. And when I realized, when he specifically told me that they're not never coming back to the U.S.
Oh, wow. So he actually said that to you.
Oh, yeah. He said this after in April. I came there. I raised the money. At the time, I was attending Agape. And I had my friends, and then we got together. We raised a little bit of money as a fund to get airline tickets. I bought each of my kids. Ticket, and I brought myself a ticket to come to get there.
Right.
Yeah, and when I got there, he would not give me my children.
Neither their passport. So that first particular time, did you go alone? Did you go with a lawyer? Did you go with police or what?
No, I went alone. I went by myself.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And so I knew nothing about the Haley. I was confused.
Now, what exactly, hold on 1 second. What exactly is the Hague? Because many of my listeners may not exactly know what that is. Could you possibly explain that, please?
Yes. The Hague Convention is international. And it helps with...
Hello?
I'm sorry, I got a little cut off for a second.
Okay.
The Hague protects children who are being exploited or kidnapped or abduction or retained from in another country. And that's like the highest of the land to get involved when there's kidnapping or retainment involved.
And so this is like a court a federal or an international institution, policemen? What exactly? It's like a court or something, or lawyers?
Yes, it is. How it works is, for example, I had to go through Washington, D.C. at the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
You fill out the application, and of course they ask you several questions of the children, when they were last seen, when I had contact with them. Yes, and they
were
appointed.
How did you know to even contact them? How would the average person even know? Did someone tell you about them or what?
Yes. Basically, I had to go. I found out through the embassy. I actually flew to London in the U.S. embassy because I didn't know what to do or where to go.
Right.
Because I was already in Europe at the time. I wasn't even in the U.S.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. But let me just touch back and go back to what the Hague Convention is.
Yeah,
I believe it was founded back in 1980, and it's a multilateral treaty which seeks to protect children, you know, from harmful effects of abduction and retention across international boundaries by providing a procedure to bring about their prompt return.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I have to go through.
Okay.
You know,
now,
the longer,
let me ask you. Had you had any suspicions in the past that the children's father would do something like this?
We had issues, but I didn't think that it would be to this extent. No, this was pretty blown. I didn't know it was that much anger in him. And so I must say I did have some intuition when my children were leaving that day with him. And that's why I hurried up and got an agreement for him to sign an affidavit. And at first he wasn't for it. And I said, well, they're not going anywhere. But when he signed it, I felt that was protecting me some because I did not have a child custody order in place.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so that changes everything, too.
Right. So is that a document that's, like, extremely important to have?
Definitely extremely important to have. It's also, I realized, was also important to have is, I guess if your names are on or off the birth certificates are very important to have in this world. Yeah, and I'm not encouraging mothers to put fathers on the birth certificates, but in my case, it's a difference because he's not even on the birth certificate.
Oh, wow. So did that make it easier or harder because he wasn't?
Easier for me to have their return back to the U.S. or?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, just in general.
I think it makes it easier. I think it does play some part of it. Yes.
Right. Right.
Mhm. Yeah.
But I'm gonna just point out that you know each person needs to do what's best for them in their particular situation. You know, but I totally agree when you say that. You know, especially if you're any type of child custody, and especially if it's going to be on interstate or intrastate or national or international, to make sure you have all of these agreements in writing.
Right.
I will, you know, definitely push for that. Definitely.
Right. And any
and so,
time it helps.
Right. 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 Mm-hmm. And so, you know, who else did you have to enlist to help you in this process? Hello?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Hello?
Yes,
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. I just want to make sure you're still there.
Oh, wow. It took a community. It took a community of people, of my friends, spiritual friends. I had people even overseas. Like especially, I told my sister friend, my spiritual friend, Anna, who was the fiance to one of my producers.
I hate to interrupt you for a second, but a lot of the listeners are saying they're getting like a lot of feedback on your side. I don't know if you have the show on in the background. Could you maybe turn down your speakers just a bit?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't have the show on at all.
They're getting a lot of feedback from your side of the show.
How about now?
I can't tell because for me it sounds well, so I'll just have to wait until another listener lets me know. But, had just sent a message asking that, you know, your side was sounding really, really loud. Okay, sorry about that. But
no problem.
Getting back to what you were saying, so you had to get a lot of people involved. And how expensive, you know, did this cost you money?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, to fly back and forth, first of all, because you're in confusion. You don't know what you're doing. You're scared to death. You in so much fear. You can't think straight when you come to the realization what's going on, what has happened. I flew back and forth from Italy, stayed in Europe. I ended up being in a hostel. And I'll never forget when I got stranded in Heathrow Airport. I was trying to use my Visa card. And it was done. It was empty. It was gone. Mind you, I had to eat, and I couldn't believe it. You know, so this is when I had Reverend Michael, bless his heart. He came in, and he helped me. And there were a couple of other people. One of my friends from London helped me. And I was in a total mess. Not only that, we're talking about transportation, you know, even when I had to come. Let me just explain that with the hay, you get only three hearings.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
The hearing wasn't held in the U.S. The hearing is held wherever the children are retained at, whatever country. So you have to go to that country.
Right. That kind of makes sense, I guess. Okay.
Yeah. And with mine, I had to go to the highest court of the Magistracy of London, and I had to pay my way round trip. And I had to stay in a hostel.
Wow.
Mind you, the cheapest hostel, it was like $25 to $30 a day. That doesn't include food. And, of course, you can't think, or I'm not working right now because everything in my body shut down. You can't sing. So I wasn't making no money, you know. So, and I still feel that they have all of my receipts of everything, the plane fares. And,
So how long did this whole process take?
They said my case was very quickly. Usually it takes 3 to 5 years.
Wow.
He retained them for 14 months, but the actually Hague itself, May, June, July, was like 3 months.
Okay.
4 months.
And
yeah.
What do you think was the reason that your case went through so quickly?
I believe it's because of my prayers and chanting.
Okay.
I began chanting and praying so hard. How hard? Very diligently. And also the community. I had everyone just pulling in for me. And I was an advocate. I had to become my own advocate. I fought very hard and long.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, so you only had to go through the process one particular time. Now, after you did receive your children back, did they press charges against the father? What happened with him?
That is a strange thing, and I don't know why they did not press charges.
Okay.
I know why. I take that back. The police and the DA did say if he did not follow orders to return them,
mm-hmm.
because when I won the hearing in London for their return back to the U.S., that's when they said if he doesn't obey to the order what the judge had, then they would go after him. He would have been arrested.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he still overseas or is he back in the States? I mean, is he free to go?
I don't even know.
Okay,
I believe
okay.
he's in both places.
Okay.
Back
okay.
and forth. And he acts like he's living here. Living in the
right.
U.S.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is there still a concern for the safety of your children and yourself?
Oh, there's always concern. There's always that fear, unfortunately, that lies behind for everything that I've gone through.
Right.
You know, so I'm always practicing and chanting, working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's great that you're sharing this story because you just never know what people are going through. And then, you know, your story could possibly, provide information for someone else who's going through or may eventually go
mm-hmm.
through the same situation so that
right.
now they have some tips and tools on how
mm-hmm.
to handle this particular situation. Now, in general, I don't know if you can really answer this question or not, but in general, how often does this happen, and is it more fathers taking or mothers taking or what?
You know, it's more common than what we think it is.
Okay.
The National Center of Missing and Exploited Children is one of the top nonprofit organizations in the world to help locate missing and exploited children. And so, because I've recently gone through their training and I do peer support with them, it's really sad. It's sad, so sad that two parents cannot sit down and talk about the healthiness and the concern of the children when you depart, you know, when the relationship is over. Right now,
mm-hmm.
they're saying that more mothers are retaining their children, which before it was the men that were doing it because they don't want to pay child support. And it's always in the case, it's 99% of the case when the parents separate and then one of the parents end up, you know, or sometimes it could be one of the parents feel like they have to protect the children from abuse.
Right. Now, as far as, so what are you doing anything professionally or as a hobby to help this cause further?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I do peer support. I'm a volunteer. Hey, I'm with the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I give emotional support to other mothers and fathers who have children who are missing.
Right.
Which is very tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I definitely can understand that. Now, what another question that I had, is there any, like, particular country that leads I don't know if this makes sense, but just leads the way in having like the most child abductions, or is there a particular country that is very very strict in their enforcement of child abduction, or very helpful, or just, I don't know if you have that kind of information.
I will say there are lots of countries that are involved that took on the treaty, which is called the Hague Convention Treaty, and you can even just Google it, go into Hague Convention and see where those are Hague countries, which is very important. However, I do realize when we're talking about the United States with the Hague, I see that in Mexico it's very hard. There are a lot more abductions going on, either going to Mexico or coming from Mexico. You know, every state, every country has their laws. And then we talk about the police enforcement. And trust me, things always get leaked.
Right.
They get leaked, and you have to keep pushing. You have to keep trying. You have to keep talking, because remember now, let's say for California, a lot of courts are closed. And so because shortage of funding, as far as when it comes down to police helping and everything, they have so many cases. One person may have 500 cases.
Wow.
You know, and so it's very hard. It could be very hard. But like I said, it takes a community so you can be safe. But most of all, you want your children to be safe. The majority of the time, they are abused and then they're retained. So remember that. And it's not always physical. It's psychological and emotional most of the time, which my kids endure during that time.
That we have here, anything that you want to share about yourself personally or about your story, or any tips or advice that you want to give to others, or a little bit of both?
I know that there are some women who may think that their children is not being adopted, even a father. But if you have any inclination that your child is missing or they're not going to return, you make sure you start taking the following steps. Going to court, and it's okay, going to court and start the process right away. There are different websites to go into, like Find the Children, FindTheChildren.com. You can also go onto the U.S., I think it's ustravel.gov. You can go on the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. There are quite a few other small nonprofit organizations that can help with you to find your children.
Yeah. Okay.
And always get a lawyer. A lot of times people don't have money. I don't have money. So you can go to legal aid. Just don't wait around. It is what it is. I mean, at times you don't want to believe that it's going on, and that's what took me so long, because I was in such denial. I didn't want to believe it was going on. I was like, this can't be happening. You know, I'm this singer, I'm this, you know, and I've known this man for 7 years, 7 to 10 years, so why would he do that? It doesn't matter. We're not responsible for anyone's behavior.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I really want to thank you for sharing your story with my show today. I thought it was, you know, such a very important and unique topic that, you know, a lot of people aren't talking about. And so I just really wanted to get your story out there and to get people to start thinking about these type of situations that are going on.
And to not just think about themselves, think about the children. The children suffer.
Exactly.
They suffer the most out of dealing with custody battles and things of that nature. It's not even about the adult. It should only be about the children, in which most of the time is where people forget.
Right. Well, our time is up for today, but like I said, thank you so much for joining our show and educating
you're so
us
welcome.
On your story. And feel free, if you ever like to return again to talk about, you know, more of your story or anything else, please, or if you have a new album coming out or anything, please.
I know, yes. I'll be working on some projects.
I hope so. We'll look forward to hearing from you. So thank you for joining Get Deep and Keep It Real. Have a great day.
You are so welcome, Tiffany. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you for joining Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. It was very educational and very interesting. And make sure you stay tuned next week. I will sure to have another informative, very deep show for you lined up. So Get Deep and Keep It Real always, Wednesday afternoons at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Have a great week, and if you have any show ideas or topics, if I can get that out correctly, please don't hesitate to hit me up on Facebook and leave me a message, or hit us up on Twitter with your show ideas or topics, or if you think you need to be a guest on my show, I'm more than happy to accommodate you. Have a great week. Goodbye.